Greetings, fellow traveler. As humanity awakens and evolves, we see change in every aspect of our lives. Let's consciously manifest our desires. I am Candace Craw Goldman, and this is New Earth Journey.
Greetings. It is Tuesday, January 19th, 2016, and this is episode 14 of New Earth Journey Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I'm welcoming back my dear friend, Heather Alice Shea, who is actually my very first guest on this show when I started it last summer. Yes, you were.
Yeah. Oh.
Have things changed for both of us since that time? It's been a wild roller coaster year. But before we get into that, let me tell you a little bit about Heather. Heather's an intuitive guide, a sixth sense expert, and a life coach. She's a certified hypnotist with the International Certification Board of Clinical Hypnotherapy, a licensed HeartMath life coach and mentor, and a graduate of Marie Forleo's B School, who I learned about her from you, Heather. She also has a past life regression. She also is a past life regression hypnosis expert, Dolores Cannon's method, and of course, that's how I know her, and her first meditation CD debuted in Spirituality and Health magazine. And Heather is an internationally recognized intuitive guide and success coach for spiritual seekers and holistic entrepreneurs who want to go from what's my purpose to mission accomplished by manifesting their inner greatness and living a spiritually centered life through developing strong intuitive abilities mixed with emotional empowerment. Her clients are able to break up self-limitation, gain clarity and momentum, and find their success, build happy place in life and in business. Since an early age, Heather was a profound empath with a deep understanding of emotional blocks and traumas of others. She began coaching back in 2003. In 2012, though, she had a near-death medical crisis which left her with the ability to hear and see energetic information. And if you're interested in that story, go back to episode 2 of New Earth Journey Radio. She tells us that story there. And she conducts intuitive sessions via Skype and phone with clients all over the world. And her signature down-to-earth style, full of humor, heart, and the occasional swear word. I don't know, Heather. I think you get more than the occasional one.
Oh, yeah. I don't shy away if I know people are okay with it.
I love that about you, Heather, because, you know, what it makes you in my mind and in my heart is one of the most authentic people that I know. And you're joyful and you're just filled with life. And I just love you. And thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. And I appreciate those kind words. And sometimes I think with it, I'm like, wow, it takes an incredible level of patience to put up with me. So, and you're one of my favorite people. So thank you so much for having me and for putting up with it. And I have to embrace it because I'm like, you know what? I've got to be me. I've got to be authentic because it's only a matter of time before everybody sees it. So I might as well just show you on the get-go, right?
I love it. You know, I would almost call you my sister, except for when I think about how tall and dark-haired you are. You know, that just doesn't mesh that way. You're my soul sister.
We are.
You're my soul sister.
Definitely.
Soul sister. Well, tell our listeners what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, so I would love to talk, of course, everything I do, right? I live, breathe, sleep, everything, eat, higher self-connection, and really tapping into living our life in a way that honors who we were really born to become. I was talking with a friend of mine earlier today, and she looked at me and she said, Heather, what do you think the most important question you could ever ask is? You know, if there was one question in the world you could ask, you know, about life, about the purpose of life, or why we're here, or just in general, right? Just period. what would it be? Mm-hmm. And I just stopped and I thought to myself, that is such a great question. And as I reflected on it, you know, the answer came to me. And for me in my life and the clients that I have the privilege of being in their lives, I think the most important question that we can ever ask ourselves is, who was I born to become? You know? So, and I as I played with asking myself and with answering that question, I thought, well, is it, who am I? Right? Like, maybe the most important question is, who am I? But I thought, no, you know, that's not it. It's really to ask ourselves, who was I born to become? And then dedicate our lives, right, to becoming that person. Because when we ask the question, well, who am I? That puts us in kind of this passivity, right? Like, we're not, you know, the active participant. It kind of puts us in the, you know, the back seat. And I don't think that that's what we're here to do. I think we're here to be absolute creators of ourselves and the world around us, right? And as we learn to create who we want to be, right, from the inside out and express that to the world, I think that is how we change the world and make it become a better place. So I just love talking about all that in general. So in order to do that today, I was thinking that we would just kind of talk about some of the mindset shifts, or perspectives maybe would be a great way to say it, that we can learn to adopt. Yeah.
I love that. You know, I have to tell you, as I'm listening to what you just said right there, you're so right. I mean, what are the classic things, you know, in all the cartoons and movies and everything? There's the, who am I? And then there's also, you know, why am I here? And what you just did was you combined those two in a very wise, beautiful, you know, way for the new age that we're in right now. And kudos to you, Heather.
Oh, wow. That's actually very, very, very cool, Candace. I love what you just said. Thank you for that reflection. Because, you know, when I talk to my higher self, when they come in and they speak, and I do a lot of channeling in my intuitive sessions, and they like to come in and just kind of take over things, which I'm fine with because it's easier. What they say to me is, every human being on earth has the same purpose. You know, that big, why am I here? What am I supposed to do with my life? And what my higher self always answers, they say, every person on earth's purpose is the same. And that purpose is to be who you truly are, to give the gift of who you were born to be to the world. So how you choose to do that, right, in the outer world, you know, that's kind of, it's like, the purpose is twofold, right? You have an inner purpose, which is to be who you were born to be. And then you have how you act on that, how you choose to manifest or create that. And I, just to draw a distinction, I typically refer to that as your life mission, right? So mm-hmm. our purpose is really just to become who our authentic selves, who we are really meant to be. And as my friend and I were talking today, you know, I think that we have this tendency to gloss over really, really profound stuff in our lives. Like, if you stop and think about it, there's never going to be another Heather, right? Like, there's never going to be another Candace. Or to the person listening to this show, there is never going to be another you. It's not going to happen. Like, the life that you're living right now is, you've got this one beautiful, magical opportunity to make this little piece of creation that is you, right, be the most beautiful, most triumphant, most happy, most joyful expression of the universe, like your little piece of the universe spinning around down here. What a gift it is to have total control over what you choose to do with your life and allow yourself to become. And I believe that we truly are limitless. I really do believe that. I think that if we can think it and if we can envision it, then it is absolutely possible. So, So I think that it's a wonderful creed to have, and it's a wonderful way to view life. Because in the very least, right, you feel empowered and happy no matter what happens.
Right. So, I was just thinking again as you're talking. When you step into things that are authentic, It feels so good. It just feels so good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it's that's where the effortlessness comes in. You know, when you look out into the world today, it's really a place of it seems like things are definitely going their polar opposite ways, right? There's a lot of conflict and strife and a lot of things, tensions and things really going on around the world. And so we have this tendency to look at the world and look at life and say, oh my goodness, where's the easy in this? How are we ever really going to get to a place, like if my life is supposed to be filled with joy, if my life is supposed to be effortless, how do I get to that place within a structure or a framework or a culture in a world that seemingly doesn't permit me the opportunity to do something like that? Mm-hmm. And I think the first step into that is authenticity, like you're saying. It feels really good to just say, okay, I'm going to do this. You know, it's kind of a simple question, but if I just made a decision in my life to do only things that were easy and only things that felt simple and fun and joyful and exciting, then what would my life be like? Well, my life would be easier, more joyful, more simple, and more exciting, right? yeah. So we tend to overthink these things, in other words. And in reality, our answers are truly only a few steps away from us. It's really not that hard when you do one thing, which I believe is absolutely critical and is what makes it effortless, is to make a commitment in your life to develop a relationship with your divine self, you know, or your higher self, as we like to call it. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's one of the simplest and easiest ways to discover the joy and the ease that we know deep down in our souls we are supposed to be living with. You know, that's why all of this stuff really resonates with people, right? The New Age movement is like, I love it. It's crazy blowing up. The self-help industry, I mean, if you look at the numbers on that, just the data on how fast that industry is growing, it's absolutely crazy. And it's one of the fastest growing industries in the world. And I think
isn't that amazing? It's just amazing that it is, because people are finally feeling empowered enough to even try.
Exactly. Our heart, we know that that is our birthright. You know, it's nascent right now. It's fledgling, right? Like, we can't put words to it. We can't, like, maybe we don't have the vocabulary for it. But when we hear it, or when we see someone else embodying it, or, you know, we pick up a book at the bookstore and we read it and someone is speaking to it, it's like, oh my gosh, that's it. That's it. That's what's inside of me that I haven't been able to express. Oh my gosh, that's it. That's what I want to go do. And I think that, so on the soul level, that's why everyone is like, okay, yes, I understand this thing called authenticity. I understand that I'm supposed to be living in joy and ease. I think where we're at from an evolutionary perspective is we understand that's where we need to go. Where it gets confusing is like, okay, now what? Like,
yeah, well, that's where you come in. That's where Heather Alice Shea comes in, because you have practical steps on how.
Yes, I do. Actually, I want to share on the program a little technique that I use in my coaching practice, and you guys can actually, listeners, you can pop over to my website. I think, Candace, will you give a link somewhere?
It's Heather Alice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll give you the link. It's just heatheralishay.com/newearth. So you can actually get, I've got a little a free PDF for you on this technique. But I call it the stepping into higher self technique. And how I was saying earlier, we really are just a few steps away from it. I've developed this little technique that literally you use steps, right? So it's just like step one, you step back, you take three steps back into that higher self perspective that allows you really to gain that clarity and the confidence in your everyday life, right? Like, I'm not talking, I need 10 minutes to go meditate. you know, I'm going to go balance my chakras, then I'll get back to you. It's like, I don't know about you. And I know dear listener, I know that you're sitting there going, amen. Like, I'm in a meeting at work. I want to strangle this chick across the table or this guy across the table. Like, please, somebody stop me. How am I going to do it? Right. So using this technique really helps with that, right? Like, it's really practical. It's something that you can just do on the go right there in the moment. So should we walk through it now?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay, cool. So again, remember, you can go over to my website and get this in PDF form. So it's all written out. You can take notes if you want, but it's all written out for you. So there's four steps. So the first one is heart focus. The second one is higher self presence. The third one is step in. And then the fourth one is ask. So I'll just walk us through them really quick. And if you guys want to do this exercise while I'm going through it, that'd be great. So the first step is heart focus. So you're just going to draw your attention to your heart and really just bring a sense of awareness to the physical sensation around your heart and your chest area. And if you'd like, you can just, you know, let yourself feel the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe. Maybe take a few deep relaxing breaths and just come into the present moment. So just keep focusing on your heart, and really doing so, putting your attention there, kind of brings a sense of relaxation in and of its own. So just kind of invite that in now. And as you do this, you'll notice too that sort of a natural byproduct of bringing your awareness to this part of yourself is that you become more aware of your inner self, the inner world within you. And it's effortless to do this because as soon as you just create a little bit of space for yourself, its presence is naturally noticeable. So some people say it feels like space maybe between their head or their heart, or maybe they just feel more spacious in their body as a whole. So just take note as to how it comes up for you. And then let yourself enjoy it, because that's a huge part of it, right? It's just feeling happy in that space. So the second step is from this place of just calm centeredness, is to bring a sense of awareness to your higher self presence. So your higher self is with you at all times. So it's very simple to become aware of your higher self. So we're going to do this by just imagining that your higher self is standing about 3 paces behind you, right? So just imagine that they're there, feel their presence, know that they're there. And as you do so, really open yourself up and allow yourself to feel the unconditional love that your higher self is sending you, right? It's all positive mojo. And it feels really good to do this. So now what we're going to do is we're going to align with our higher self, right? We're going to envision ourselves becoming one with our higher selves. So what I want you to do is imagine yourself taking 3 steps backwards into your higher self, right? So remember, you're a physical manifestation of your higher self in this plane, right? You are your higher self, vibrated into form. So it's very easy to feel at one with your higher self. And each step back that you take creates space in your external world. It gives you a sense of connection and ease, and just kind of gives you a little bit of that higher perspective with each step back. And if you'd like, you can envision yourself almost being within your higher self, kind of like those Russian nesting dolls, how they fit one within another. You can kind of see it like that, if that helps. So from this place of being centered and at one with your higher self, feeling kind of peaceful, having some perspective, right, on your daily life, being able to see it from your higher self's perspective, you can then just listen inwardly and ask your higher self any question that you need to ask to gain the wisdom and the insight and the clarity that you need to make the best possible decisions that you need to make in your day, or just to feel at calm and at peace. So that's the technique in a nutshell, right? So it's heart focus, higher self-presence, step in, and ask. And then once you get your answer or your insight, or you just soak up the good vibes, you can take action however you want to take action, or you know, write down the reflections that you have. Really just anything that you get out of the experience, take note of that and make a point to adding that to your daily life and making it a practice to put those things in motion. So that's it. It's a very, very simple tool. But I use this every day in my life. I literally do. I use it honestly. I'll tell you just from a personal perspective. And I think my clients use it, you know, everybody uses it for different reasons. I use this one a lot when I'm frustrated. When I have a busy, hectic day, you know, things aren't firing on all cylinders, I will just stop, heart focus, feel my higher self, and then I see myself take those three steps back, and it's like, okay, my problems don't go away, but I know that I can handle them, and that's the difference. And my approach to handling them is one filled with compassion, with ease. You know, I don't have to approach my issues or problems in anger or frustration or panicky or with anxiety, right? I can just kind of chill and enjoy my life and have a sense of humor about it. So yeah, so I hope that you guys take that and enjoy it and use it. It's a goodie.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. It makes me think that, you know, we all know those people who are highly reactive. And if you put this practice into place, you remove that, you know, highly reactive tendency from yourself. You give yourself, because if you are stepping back like that, you know, you're kind of taking your face out of the fire, or, you know, your face out of the fight or whatever is in front of you, and you're able to step back and take a moment and look at it, you know, from that place of your higher self, which is a wiser place, a place that has a grander perspective. And it's really a nice, easy way to remind yourself to do that. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah. And one of the beautiful things I think about making a commitment to aligning with your higher self each day and really embodying your higher self is your higher self has both perspectives. You know, your higher self knows your everything about you. They know your higher self knows you better than you know you, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of that, I think a lot of the reactionary anxiety, stress, depression, that sense of feeling lost, that sense of feeling alone, you know, a lot of that comes from or is rooted in personal perspective, the subjective experience that we have in life. And life is, by nature, a subjective experience, right? I am me. This is the perspective through which I have my human experience. So that's valid. But when that's all we see in life, when we're only seeing it from our perspective, I think that's when the trouble starts. You know, it's very important to be able to have the ability to step back and say, okay, how can I see this from my perspective? Sure, you know, how I feel and think about the situation is very important. But we also need to be able to, at any given moment, have empathy, you know, and step into another person's shoes, or maybe see how they look at the world from a fair and objective place, right? With a healthy boundary. I know a lot of you listening are probably empathic and go, oh God, Heather, the last thing I need to do is feel other people's feelings more. Don't ask me to do that. they're like, no, and no, girl. She's talking crazy. Somebody shut her up. So not that way, but doing it from a way that has an appropriate boundary and a way that's fair to both yourself and the other person. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of wisdom that comes from being able to hold those simultaneous awarenesses at once. So it's like, yes, I'm in this situation, like let's say it's, you know, a scenario at work, right? And you're in a meeting and someone upsets you. You have the ability to understand your own subjective experience. You're like, okay, I notice right now through mindfulness that I'm super pissed off. I note that I am gravely displeased with what that jerk across the table said. But when you train yourself to constantly go into higher self-alignment in those situations, you don't have to stay in that space. It's as simple as taking three steps back, and all of a sudden, you're a problem solver. All of a sudden, you're the champion who doesn't get triggered by that jerk that happens to make everybody else mad too, right? All of a sudden, you're like this incredibly epic person who just knows how to just not let stuff get to them. You know, so you don't have to be, like you were saying, reactionary. There's not that reactionary nature that you have. And I think that not only does that help us live better lives individually, but it also helps us be a force in the world for peace and compassion, and for one less person in the world that's getting their dither up, if you know what I mean. it's really helping us really live, right? A lot of the spiritual concepts that we all hold so dearly.
That's so perfect. Perfect lead into a couple of thoughts I have as you are speaking. So one is, you know, another spiritual concept that we talk about, throw it around all the time, is multidimensional. Well, that's a multidimensional perspective. If you can do exactly what Heather is saying, which is, you know, you have a personal viewpoint or a personal, I'll go ahead and say the word, reaction to whatever's going on in front of you. But if you can manage to take those few steps back and see it from a bigger perspective at the same time, that is one way of being multidimensional. This is one way of humans evolving and becoming, you know, better species, more enlightened species. So there's that. And Heather, I just absolutely adore, I'm going to have to steal it. I mean, you know, I'll give you credit somewhere down the line, but I just love, 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 love this when you say that you are your higher self vibrated into physical form, because so many people still think of that the idea or imagine the idea that the higher self is something separate from us. And it's just something we have to keep banging into their heads and our heads too. There's no separation.
Sure. Yeah. And I, you know, and thank you for that. And my higher self, you know, my entire body of work is, I mean, straight up, like 90% of it's channeled from my own higher self, right? It's really them teaching this stuff. I'm like a student of it. Sometimes I go back over my work and I'm like, what? I said that? Are you kidding? like what you just said. I'm like, yeah, that is awesome. Dang, I am smart. Wait, no, that wasn't me. It was my higher self. Or the consciousness that it is Heather. Yeah. So it's, we do it together, right? But no, truly, you know, when I first started really connecting, you know, psychically connecting and having this total full, you know, visual and auditory, you know, and all of the psychic senses, you know, came online for me, that was one of the big things. It took me a long time to really understand exactly what the higher self is. And so my higher self showed me a triangle. It was like this massive triangle. And at the center point, the end point was me. And they said, you know, we are just you that's in the non-physical, right? Like there's this massive consciousness that's still in connection. And as you move up to the dimensions, right, there's varying degrees of your own consciousness that's up there. They're like, we're just the non-physical part of all of that. And you, little Heather, are the part of us that chose, right? We did it together, right? We chose to come to Earth in this lifetime and, you know, be Heather Alshea, and you're down there. And so we're forever and irrevocably connected. So in my higher self program, and the first module is higher self mindset. And my students love that. They say, I am my higher self vibrated into form. I am my higher self vibrated into form. Yes, I love that. So we truly, truly are our higher selves. You know, and What's so funny about it, it's a very kind of an Eastern Taoist, you know, Confucian sort of way to look at it. But the journey into higher self really is a journey with nowhere to go. You know, it's there's really nowhere to go. It's like my, I'm like, higher self, like to my higher self, I'm like, help me, you know, I start every day with the meditation. I'm like, help me align and draw nearer to you. And they're like, where are you going to go? We're already right here. Just shut up and enjoy it. Like, just relax. Good God. It's fine. You know? So from our perspective, from like little Heather's perspective, right? Just my perspective, it's a practice. It's almost like a yoga, right? Like you have a yoga practice and it's something that you do for the rest of your life. I think for the purposes of the human experience, we have this experience of journeying into alignment and this experience of having this relationship with our higher self and learning from our higher self and spending our life in communion with the divine. But the reality is, the higher reality is that we really already are divine. And the path of a, you know, an enlightenment or ascension or raising our vibration, all of those things basically are, in essence, just becoming your higher self. You know, what are all of those things? What does all of that stuff really mean? It just means fully embodying the divine consciousness that is yours to embody, which is the whole reason why you were born. So, you know, back to what we were saying when we first started talking is, I think that's the most important question you can ask yourself. Is who is it that I was born to become? Because in that answer is your entire purpose of living and the you reuniting with your own divinity, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, and by reuniting, I mean just realizing that you already are united, but the experience feels like a remembrance or a reunion, right? Or a communion. So I think that that's a really beautiful way to look at ascension, enlightenment, raising your vibration, right? All of those things sound incredibly exhausting to me. But when you say, hey, Heather, can you just be yourself? I'm like, I got that on lock. I can do that all day every day. I got that down. So it's much, much easier to look at it like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It reminds me, Anita Morjani, is that her name? The whole book that she wrote, Dying to Be Me or Dying to Be Myself, one of the two. I'm probably messing up the title of the book, but it's the answer to so many life problems, life issues, life stories, is people trying to be, do, act, say, whatever, things that, you know, do not come naturally from them, that are not aligned with their purpose. And so many of us live our lives trying to live up to the expectations of others and people around us and other belief systems, etc. And it's very, very difficult to do that, and it almost always causes pain and confusion and unbalance in many areas of our lives, and life doesn't need to be that way, but it's very easy to see how, because so many of us have had to deal with that. We have to unravel all of those things that we were brought up with to get to a place to where we kind of reunite with our higher selves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you're saying that, the thought comes to mind is, and why do we do it? You know, if we were to stop right now, let's practice it, right? This is our practice, right? Aligning to higher self. So let's stop and ask, why do we do that? Why do we give our power away? Why do we run from person to person, from institution to institution, from place to place, from relationship to relationship, seeking what is already ours? Mm-hmm. What is it within humanity? We can ask this question on a global scale. We can ask this on an individual scale. Why are we doing this? And I think there's many reasons, but I think the main one, a root reason, is a lack of understanding our true worth. Because if we could see ourselves, how our higher self see us, If we could see ourselves through the eyes of God, you know, the universe, creation, whatever higher power people ascribe to, we would see that as the greatest, it's a sacrilege to think that you have to do anything other than be who you are. In whatever way that's coming up, right? Imperfect, flawed, broken, sad, it doesn't matter. It's all okay. It's okay to be exactly where you are. You know, I have people say, oh my gosh, Heather, you know, I listen to you talk and you sound so smart. I'm like, girl, don't even let it fool you. I'm a mess. Okay. I'm a mess. We all a mess. And that is okay. You know, it's our silly quirks and our imperfections that make us beautiful and unique and interesting. You know, it's kind of like how a stew needs salt. We need a little bit of grit. We need a little bit of something to keep it interesting and to make us who we are. So I think that so then to answer that, you know, to stop the inauthenticity and maybe what can we do to solve that for ourselves? I think a great step to take is to begin the journey into saying, I am going to, no matter what it takes, dedicate myself to feeling my inherent worthiness, to understand that I am infinitely worthy of absolutely everything I could ever desire, because I am priceless. You can't even measure, right? That what each of us, how valuable we are, how precious we are. So making a commitment to feel that then, I think helps us stay in alignment and helps us stay in our power. Because when we feel empowered and we're standing in that place, we're not going to get knocked out of alignment. We're not going to do things that are out of integrity with our own conscience and how we feel, right? And we're going to be able to stay happy and joyful and vibrant. And then from that place, truly be able to help other people. And Candace, I know your listeners, I know your tribe. And if there's one thing I can say about the people that follow your work is that they're really heart-centered people who really want to give back to the world in a big way. You know, I mean, I think that, and that is so beautiful and so wonderful. And I think a lot of the people probably listening to this are saying to themselves, my gosh, you know, one of my biggest motivations to get past my self-doubt, to get past my fear, to get past the things that trip me up, is so I can be in a position to uplift others, because that's what I feel really called to do. So, but the first step to that is to heal yourself, right? And to make yourself a priority and uplift yourself. So for heart-based people, for empathic people, and for people walking the spiritual path, we kind of have to learn the opposite, right? We've got to learn, hey, self-care. Hey, you're worthy. Hey, you're valuable. Hey, what you have to say and what you have to contribute is absolutely valuable. And you don't need to go outside of yourself to express what you're really here to do, right? That's it's always going to be a secondhand version of the greatness that you could create if you would just stand in your own power and do it from inside out. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important to remember.
And Heather, you take on clients and you coach them one-on-one. How common is the major issues across the board? Do you find that it's over and over again the same kinds of things that...
Yes. So I run, my business is international. 60% of my clientele isn't even in the North American continent, right? So I will tell you one of the things, like I straight up want a Hallmark card cry right now when I talk about this, because I just feel so fortunate to be able to do what I do. But one of the things that I have learned firsthand from doing this higher self work is that this goes across race, gender, socioeconomic status, nationality, age. It does not matter. What I have learned is we are all the same. I don't care where you are. You and like when I'm in session with my clients, I do most of my sessions over Skype, right? So like I was talking to somebody in Geneva the other day. I don't care what they look like, what they sound like, what the accent is. It doesn't matter. We are truly a global family. We are all the same. The first experience I ever had with, to speak to your question directly, is, you know, do you see patterns and kind of are we all in the same boat? I had a session and I had three sessions scheduled in a day. One girl was out of Chile. One was in, I think it was New Zealand. And one was in, I think it was Croatia. It was like three different parts of the globe. Like one was Europe, one was New Zealand or Australia, and then the other one was in South America, right? Like all within like 4 hours. And every last one of them had the same problems. It was self-doubt, doubt in self, and feeling disconnected, feeling alone. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted to have session. You know, that the point of the session was, okay, what is this root? Heather, help me find the root to this self-doubt. And then help me feel connected, you know, really wanting to get that connection from within, right? And that's when it hit me. I thought, oh my gosh, every last one of us, we are all in the same boat rowing. And we don't even realize it. We don't even know. It's like we're all sitting back going, oh my gosh. And I feel so fortunate to be able to have that perspective, right? To talk to people all over the world. I have a client in Israel. So to have, you know, I can, it's just so amazing to be able to have that firsthand knowledge, right? So I guess what I would say to people listening is, please don't ever doubt that. Don't ever doubt that not only are you not alone in the sense that you have brothers and sisters all over this globe that are conscious and awake and trying to better the world and who have the same struggles and the same hopes and the same fears, right? You are not alone, man. There are so many warriors of the light, so many warriors of the light. Don't even doubt it, right? Just know that that's the case. So not only are you not alone on the physical level, right? Like you've got like your people, your tribe, your ride or die homies, like they're here, they're with you, man. Okay. Know that, but also know that you're never alone in terms of you have spirit guides and guardian angels and higher selves in the non-physical realms that are with you every single second. And I know this to be true. I know this to be true. I mean, I wish that I could just, you know, like, I wish I had a recording of some of the stuff that's went down in my sessions because it is like next level. I know this stuff to be true, that we are absolutely protected and guided and that our higher self and our spirit guides, they want to make connection with us. They want to make connection with you. Like you think you want to connect to your higher self? You think you want to know what your spirit guides have to say to you? You don't even have a clue how desperate they are to be heard. I mean, you can imagine the host of heaven. Like, imagine the joy of heaven. That is how they feel about you. That's how much they love you, man. Like, and I feel that when I connect to people's higher selves, it's like, oh my, they're so stoked to be able to be in a situation where they're going to be able to get some traction and get some real solid communication done, not only just in the session through what I, you know, what I channel in, but also from that, you know, the individual person making a commitment to live in that alignment and really develop that relationship. So it really is a two-way street. And I tell my clients, I'm like, look, I see myself as a participant in the intuitive experience. The way I kind of see it, it's like, it's me and my client, you know, kind of here down here in the physical, working at it. We're here to solve it on this human level, right? Mixing the human part and the divine part. And then we connect up with our higher self and our spirit guides. And, you know, by some majestic miracle, we're going to get it all figured out. So, you know, between the four of us, like, you know, between the four people involved in that whole experience, it truly is miraculous. And I just want everyone in the world to be able to at least once in their life have that experience. My daughter is 11 years old, and just before I came on the show, Candace, she said to me, "Mommy, if you could have any superpower in the world, what would it be?"
I can't believe you're asking that. It's so relevant in my world. Go ahead. What did you say?
I said two things. I would have the ability to instantly cook healthy food. Like, I could just think, because I hate to cook. So it would be the ability to instantly materialize food for you, like nutritious food, Ava. And the second thing would be that every person on earth have alignment to their higher self, because in doing so, they would never, ever, ever be separated from unconditional love. That would be my superpower. I would like have the ability to just like pop people on the forehead, and they would be able to feel instant alignment. And then I could just be like, okay, that was easy. That would be my superpower. I'm not there yet. My skills aren't quite there yet. But that would be it. That would definitely be it. What would be your superpower?
Oh my gosh. What would be my superpower? No fair.
I don't know.
Maybe, fly. I don't know. I think the multidimensional thing is really staying in my mind. So when I have an interest in that, and that interest could be anything, of course, it could be in an animal, in an idea, in an object, in a person, their personality, in a conversation or whatever. I think I would love to expand the idea of multidimensionality and moving of consciousness, like, you know, so you could just take that consciousness and put it directly into whatever it was. I had the coolest QHHT session years ago where I was this tiny little, you can imagine it like a tiny little orb of some kind. And I mean, like microscopic orb. Oh. And this microscopic orb was just a point of consciousness. And I decided to go into one molecule of water and follow the one molecule of water. And that was just the coolest thing ever. So if that could be a superpower, that's what I would do. I went, this molecule of water went from a horse's blood to its nose to a drip in the stream, and then it was evaporated into the sky. And that was just one of the coolest sessions ever. So I think that's what, if that could be a superpower, that's what I would pick. I know that's kind of out there.
No, that's amazing. It's like the ability to perceive the world from like an elemental perspective. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, just go into anything and be, I mean, cause it's just so interesting being alive, you know. When you were talking about the higher self and the team and all of that, you know what I get? I get a visual of that in my head of us being like those deep sea divers, the ones with the great, big heavy suit on, you know, the big metal whatever, and we're connected to a tube that's our life, you know, the oxygen and all of that, and I think of our higher self and all of our angels and guides and everything, you know, a giant boat full of them up there, you know, and they are watching me and they're watching you, you know, down here, and they're cheering us on because this is tough down here.
Yes. Yeah.
but we wouldn't be alive without that connection to them. They have to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a matter of fact. That's what I try to tell people when I teach it. It's a matter of fact. You know, you are connected. We know that their consciousness is connected to your body. Like literally connected, right? Like not just, you know, metaphorically. Like, what do you think death is? I mean, death is the withdrawal of your consciousness out of the physical dimension we live in, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not something we have to take on faith. There is, in fact, you know, other realms of existence. I mean, quantum physics shows this anyway, so it's kind of not even, it's kind of a non-negotiable, right? But we do know that, right? There's been a lot of study into this. So I love your idea of the boat analogy with kind of the tunnel down, because that is kind of how it feels down here.
Yeah.
And it's lonely. Crazy. It's a crazy place, man. Let me tell you, and I think I said this on your last when I was on the show the last time, but to me, if somebody said, like, Heather, can you sum up your Earth experience? Like, to ask me now, I would say straight up, it is the scene in Star Wars. It's the dirty bar scene when Hans goes in, like, to get out. Like, that's Earth. It's just this massive dirty it's like an intergalactic way station of, like, all kinds of different souls and people, and it's just like, oh my God. So it is. It's a lot of energy, and I think sometimes, you know, we have this tendency to be like, or at least I know I ask myself, what the hell am I doing down here? Why did I come down here? I don't know who talked me into this, but they're going to get slapped when I get back on the other side. And I'm like, it's too hard. Like, I've said that to my higher self before. I'm like, it's too hard down here. It's too dense. My physical body hurts sometimes. I mean, and especially the more sensitive you get, you know, I do have those days. But my higher self, I'm like, God, it's too hard, guys. I can't do this. And they said to me, I'll never forget it. And I cried tears, and I've never said it again once I got this answer. They said, we know, sweet one, we know how hard it is. Why do we think we sent you? Oh. And you're the one who can do it. And that's true for every last human being you see walking around. Every last human being you see is an absolute strong soul, right? Like, you've got to be a strong soul to come down here. Mm-hmm. And just a beautiful, beautiful, you know, person, a beautiful soul, a beautiful expression, I think, of the best that the universe has to offer. It looks a little crazy, but I think that's what happens when when you get so much awesomeness on one planet. That's kind of how I try to look at it. But it is challenging, but we're here because we can make it a better place. We truly, truly can. And having faith in that, I am writing up a manifesto for a client of mine for her business. And I have this in my own, and I'm like, hey, you can use it too. I have faith, hope, and ass kicking. That's what it takes to make it on Earth. Faith, hope, and ass kicking. If you can do those three things, you're going to make it. Okay? You're going to make it. So just hold on. Unconditionally love and kick some ass, and you're going to be all right.
I just love it. Well, Heather, you last summer rolled out your first Becoming Your Higher Self class, and I know you're thinking about rolling out another one. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for that. So, once or twice a year, I don't know how, I'm definitely doing it again, this spring, I have my signature training program, and it's called Becoming Your Higher Self. So what I do is, it's an 8-week course, and we run through the five elements of becoming your higher self. And then the sixth module is the higher self mindset, right? So, in coaching people from all over the world into higher self alignment, what I started noticing was those patterns, right? Like, what are the basic things that every person needs to kind of have mastery over, or at least knowledge of, to really hone in on this practice that we have in our lives of aligning to our higher self? So that's what Becoming Your Higher Self goes over. So it's the five elements are moving beyond limiting beliefs and ego, intuitive connection, emotional empowerment, really learning how to hone and manifest your higher desires, and then embracing abundance. Those are the five elements. So I am going to be launching that course again in March or April. I think the first class will start probably the beginning of April. If your wonderful viewers are interested in that, they can go to, the program hasn't opened yet, so you just get on an interest list. So you can go to heatheralishay.com/interest. And you can also check out heatheralishay.com/class. Like, if you're listening to this,
perfect timing, February, too, Heather.
Yeah.
because we're getting ready to run out of time on the show, too. All of the links for Heather's class, her website, and the special New Earth Journey page offerings will be on this show, the YouTube replay, and my website at New Earth Journey. You had such a great class last year, Heather. I look forward to hearing how your next one comes up. Will you come back and visit me again on New Earth Journey Radio?
You know it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming over and speaking with us today. And I can't wait to hear about what you're going to create next.
Thank you,
Candace. Thank you so much. So thank you all for tuning in and listening, and see you next time, where it's going to be Groundhog Day, and I have a special Groundhog show for you on New Earth Journey next time. See you then.